We have a chance for you to see Evanescence in Montreal on K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number 4. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to their show at the Kia Forum, July 18th. And get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in Montreal, Canada. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we've got World Cup updates. We have People Are Dumb, as usual. A crazy story out of Florida for What's Up with Florida. A man with a meat cleaver, which is not a sentence you ever want to hear. The crazy waves in Orange County, we'll talk about that. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for AFI at the Griffith Observatory Festival Grounds on September 19th. And we'll continue with Evanescence. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Still no.
This is a stunning failure.
I tried to convince them that this was too much for one winner, but we're going to give you another chance to qualify to see Evanescence at the Forum July 18th to get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Montreal. It's coming up this half hour on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Another chance for you to see Evanescence coming up in about 20 minutes here on K-Rock. Also, we have World Cup updates and People Are Dumb. But right now, let's talk about the beaches in Southern California are pretty dangerous.
This morning, rip currents and the chance of potential flooding are still a threat along LA County beaches.
The warning goes throughout the day into tomorrow morning at 2 a.m.
A coastal flood advisory is in effect right now until 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, so you still got to be aware of these conditions. Overnight, we saw just how high these waves came and how close they came to the shore.
This video shows waves coming all the way up to where they have a giant berm built, a wall, and the waves are going over the wall. It's wild.
Major damage to roads or homes and businesses is not expected, but there is an increased risk of drowning due to strong rip currents and waves up to 7 feet.
A surfer's paradise. But just if you haven't heard this lately, if you get caught in a riptide that's sending you out into the ocean, you can't fight it. You will just get taken into the ocean. You have to swim straight left or straight right and get out of it.
Okay. All right. Important safety tip. Thanks, Egan.
If you have plans to head to any beach from LA to San Diego, keep in mind that the life-threatening rip currents are likely making the water dangerous for all levels of swimmers.
Here's another report about the rip currents taking people out to the ocean and an actual rescue.
Dramatic new video tonight showing the dangers lifeguards are facing with the high tides and rip currents along our coastline. This footage showing three lifeguards and one bystander jumping in to help a struggling bodyboarder.
Took four people to pull that bodyboarder back in.
This is at the Wedge in Newport Beach. Fortunately, the bodyboarder was okay thanks to everyone's quick action here. Newport Beach lifeguards say there were at least 200 rescues during last week's historic swell.
200 rescues, as one lifeguard put it.
See, what's up with the world today, man? Can you believe that?
We have tickets to see Evanescence, their show at the Kia Forum on July 18th. You get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them again in Montreal. Your next chance to win is right after this song from the Red Hot Chili Peppers on K-Rock. Congratulations to Lisa from Los Angeles. Just got tickets to see Evanescence on July 18th at the Kia Forum and got on the standby boarding list to see him again in Montreal. Your chance to win is coming up on K-Rock. Now it's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
What would you do if your Uber driver fell asleep behind the wheel?
Scary ride for an Uber rider who caught his driver asleep at the wheel of the Tesla.
So this dude is an Uber driver in a Tesla, and he puts it in self-driving mode and falls asleep.
The rideshare customer sent us this video telling us that he was going to Costa Mesa at around 7:30 p.m. He says the driver fell asleep on the 405 freeway.
The passenger took out his phone and was recording the driver asleep and was trying to get him to wake up, and it didn't seem like it was doing any good.
That rider tells us he contacted the Orange County Sheriff's Department, but was told deputies would have needed to witness the driver asleep.
So I guess you mean in person, because the guy had a video of the driver sleeping.
He also filed a complaint with Uber, but was initially informed he would not be able to find out whether any action was taken.
Oh, customer service is the best.
This morning, Uber sent him another message saying they are reviewing the driver's access to the app and have refunded his trip.
I don't know how you could fall asleep behind the wheel, even if it is self-driving mode. I think even if I'm a, I've never taken a Waymo, but it does scare me. And I think even if I'm a passenger, I'm staying away. Just to make, I mean, there's nothing I could do. I can't jump into the front seat. I could jump into the front seat. I just solved this, you guys.
Oh, are you stupid?
What's up with Florida's on the way? Plus, we've got your 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature about 1 hour from right now on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
Developing tonight, a noisy go-kart leads to serious charges for this man in Lake County.
This is right near Claremont, Florida, and the man is probably 70 and looks 90. He's bald. He's got a long beard. Kind of looks like he hasn't been happy in 35 years.
Officials say two teenagers were working on the engine when their neighbor here had enough of the noise.
So they weren't riding on his front lawn or anything. They were just in their garage working on a go-kart to try and get it to work.
Deputies say that man came outside looking for some vigilante justice.
Like, what kind of justice? Is he going to walk into their garage and yell at them?
And according to his arrest report, he grabbed knives and threatened to kill the kids if they didn't get out of the neighborhood.
Come on, man. That's a guy on the edge. He grabbed a meat cleaver and another knife from the kitchen and threatened to kill them. Again, they were just trying to get a go-kart started.
A police report says one of these kids rushed home after the incident, so terrified he could barely speak.
Frantic 911 callers asked deputies to come out quick.
An older gentleman just pulled a knife.
I like that she's calm enough to call him a gentleman.
They said no one was hurt, and they wanted to keep it that way.
What were you hearing?
This guy's screaming.
The Lake County Sheriff's Office says two teenage friends were hanging out working on a go-kart in the garage when Richard Carter walked over and started yelling and cussing them out.
You kids get off of my lawn! I don't know why it's RFK Jr.
Then his arrest report says he grabbed a chef's knife and a cleaver and threatened to kill them.
On the edge, much?
Something about bashing the head open with a bat.
When deputies got there, Carter maintained he did nothing wrong.
So the police are there and they're questioning the guy who brought the knives over and threatened to kill the kids, murder the kids. And he says,
oh, I grabbed the first thing I grabbed. God damn, that wasn't nothing.
I just grabbed the first thing I grabbed was a meat cleaver. That was nothing.
I was going to grab a wrench, too.
I was going to grab a wrench, too. Like, that wasn't enough. A cleaver and another knife.
Why? I don't know. I was mad.
Why? I don't know. I was mad.
But the deputy explained.
You can't do that. You know better.
The deputy wound up chastising him for the incident.
Just chastising? That's all that happened to the guy?
Reminding him to just call police if he has a noise complaint in the future.
You're not a bad guy, Richard. You're just making some poor choices. You're letting your anger get the best of you.
I'd like to argue he is a bad guy. He just got a stern talking to? That's it? What is happening in Florida?
They're chalking it up to a misunderstanding.
We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday at K-Rock, and it's time for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, England is banning social media access for kids under 16.
Wow.
Saying apps like TikTok and Instagram are fueling anxiety, addiction, and mental health issues, and is sparking a huge debate over whether this actually protects teens or just makes them sneakier online. But either way, here's one teen's reaction to the ban.
Yeah, we looked at screen time. What was your screen time over the weekend?
9 hours.
9 hours. So suddenly you're going to have a lot more time to fill. And what will you do?
Stare at a wall.
Stare at a wall. Okay.
Stare at a wall.
Go outside. I really hope that they will go outside. Number two, a fantasy league in Canada had its loser trick-or-treat in the middle of June until he got 10 pieces of candy or any food item from houses, and here's how it went.
Trick-or-treat. Yeah, do you have anything?
I don't think so.
Okay, no worries.
Long season, my friend.
See, yeah.
It's a little bit early.
I know. I'm just going to miss it this year.
I got nothing, sorry.
Candy, anything? Chocolate.
Sorry.
Trick-or-treat.
Wrong day.
I know, but I'm going to miss it this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Trick-or-treat?
Trick-or-treating for?
Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
For what reason?
Perishable item.
Sure. What do you want?
Soup. Hi, trick or treat.
I don't think we got anything for you.
Perishable?
Perishable?
Like a soup?
which is non-perishable.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go.
See ya. Have a good day.
I love a good prank.
So he couldn't mention that this was paying off a bet.
No, why he was all dressed up and he's like, I can't make it this year. Loved it so much. And number three, apparently there is a glitter conspiracy that is going on in America.
A glitter conspiracy.
A glitter conspiracy. Over arts and crafts. So here's the story.
This is why you should never buy glitter again. So the main glitter manufacturer company is called GlitterX. And an investigative journalist went from the New York Times to do an article about it.
I love the piano.
Yeah.
Oh, something nefarious is afoot.
There were a lot of, like, top secret spots in the factory that they couldn't go to. There's a worldwide shortage of glitter, so Chris went to ask, like, one of the higher-ups, like, what's going on? Why is there a shortage? Like, what's happening? He asked for a real tour of the factory, and the guy said, absolutely not. You cannot come on a real tour. We don't do real tours. And he said that you absolutely cannot see the glitter being made. He even said that you can't go to a room nearby and hear how it's being made. He said that even, like, the companies that are their main clientele don't have access to these rooms and are not allowed to know exactly how the glitter is being made. But, like, it's really suspicious that no one is even allowed to hear it being made. Now, the company that is the largest consumer for glitter was asked what it is. And she said, I can't even tell you. And someone asked, they said, if we looked at the product that you use to make glitter, would we know that it turns into glitter? And she said, no, not really. She said, they don't want anyone to know that it is glitter. Do you believe all of this?
What are they using? Dead
glitter
bodies?
Is people.
It's people. It is. I am now convinced.
I love it.
So I'm going to dig a little bit more
Please
into
do.
This conspiracy. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This song is from the sixth album from Goose named Big Modern. Goose, not Goose. The song is called Good Times, End Times. And if you want to see Goose, you can see them August 14th at the Greek. Good Times, End Times is Goose. And it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is called Good Times, End Times. It is from Goose. Again, they are coming to Southern California August 14th at the Greek. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Giving you a chance to see Evanescence in Montreal on the K-Rock Road Trip USA destination number 4.
So get on the standby boarding list and win tickets to see them at the Forum on July 18th. Your shot to win is coming up on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. I did a story earlier today on What's Up with Florida. And it's a guy in Florida who was accused of threatening two teenagers with knives because this is the thing. They weren't, you know, riding their go-kart around the neighborhood in his yard or anything like that. They were just in a garage trying to fix it and get it working.
Oh, my gosh.
So this guy's unhinged.
Two teenage friends were hanging out working on a go-kart in the garage when Richard Carter walked over and started yelling and cussing them out.
Richard Carter, look, probably 70, looks 90, bald, long white beard.
Oh, boy.
Then his arrest report says he grabbed a chef's knife and a cleaver and threatened to kill them.
Oh, my God.
A bit of an overreaction.
Woo.
And by the way, how do you just grab a cleaver?
It was just lying around.
Just sitting there on the counter waiting to be grabbed in case somebody needed to be. And you know this isn't the first time this guy has done this.
Yeah, 100%.
This is like the one time that was one too many and he snapped.
Yeah.
Something about bashing the head open with a bat.
He didn't even have a bat. What are you talking about? He had a knife and a cleaver.
Oh, my God.
When deputies got there, Carter maintained he did nothing wrong.
This is my favorite part. I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, I grabbed the first thing I grabbed. God damn, that wasn't nothing.
That wasn't nothing. I grabbed me a cleaver.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't nothing.
I mean, I was going to grab a wrench, too.
Why?
I don't know. I was mad.
Why?
No.
I don't know. I was mad. I mean, why is a strange question? Because no one probably knows at that point.
But the deputy explained.
You can't do that. You know better.
Reminding him to just call police if he has a noise complaint in the future.
Yeah, he was also charged with two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill.
Huh.
Contrary to his words, which
yeah,
were,
right.
I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you if that noise keeps up. God damn it. Oh, my God.
So we do this from time to time, and it's always fun. You lost it over something insignificant. Obviously, it's the end of a run for you of things that are frustrating, and the more insignificant, the better. So you just lost it. And when you look back at it, you go, that was the last thing that really made me lose it was nothing.
Yes, 100%.
That's what we're looking for. So you lost it over something insignificant. The number is 800-520-1067 for your calls and texts.
And for the best caller text, we got your tickets to see AFI at the Observatory Festival grounds on September 19th.
You lost it over something insignificant. 800-520-1067. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday taking your calls and texts about you lost it over something insignificant.
66 said, one time I lost my temper while watching a baseball game with some friends, started throwing a full can of beer at someone. The last millisecond, I realized I didn't actually want to do that and was able to shift my aim just enough to intentionally miss. Oh, my God.
We are taking your phone calls and your texts at 800-520-1067 about you lost it over something insignificant.
562 said, friends talked me into going to Chipotle for the first time back in 2015. I had doubts, but thought I'd try it. I'd ordered a burrito, but they overfilled it, so it tore open on the first bite. It spilled out all over the table, and I just lost it. I took the tortilla and smeared it all over the windows and said, learn how to wrap a burrito. Then I left. Haven't had it again since. Oh, my God. I love this one so much.
We started talking about this story about a man in Florida who was accused of threatening two teens with a knife because they were working on a go-kart in their garage.
And a cleaver.
He had a cleaver, and he threatened their life. So we were talking about insignificant things that you lost it over. And we're taking your calls and texts at 800-520-1067.
And for the best caller text, got your tickets to see AFI at the Observatory Festival grounds on September 19th.
All right. You lost it over something insignificant.
When I was about 16 years old, I was helping my mom write a letter in Spanish. I was trying to pretty much convey to her that it starts with dear something.
So you were just giving her the format of how a letter starts?
And she was saying, but he's not my lover.
Wait.
Because in Spanish, it means querido. So she was like, no, that's not my lover. And I'm like, no, it's dear something. That's how you start the letter. And we had this argument for about 2 hours. It literally got to the point, though, that it got really heated. I was yelling at my mom, and my mom was yelling back at me. And
God.
She passed away nearly 7 years ago, and I still miss those moments.
Oh,
my God. That's a real lost in translation moment.
Yes, it is.
Pretty much.
K-Rock, hello. You lost it over something insignificant.
Okay, I lost it about 5 years ago. I was standing in line at Costco waiting to check out. And the dude behind me, older than I am, he bumps me in the back of the ankles with the cart. And I turn around like, just look. He does it again the second time. I said, cut that out. And the third time, I let loose, picked him up by the neck with one hand.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God.
You picked him up with one hand.
Three strikes. Well, I'm a plumber. I've got some pipes.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, hello. I was calling about the pettiest or the insignificant.
Yes, you lost it over something insignificant.
Yes. So I had a childhood friend that I would spend every summer with when I was little, and he would smack his mouth when he would eat. You know, those really loud, you know, eaters.
Yes, I hate it.
Right?
And I hate those, too. And I never said anything about it until one day I just snapped and I said, Richie, shut up. You know, it's really, like, really mad that he just kept smacking his mouth.
Did that break your friendship?
After that, I stopped getting invited to spend the summer at his house.
Hilarious.
And it broke our lifelong friendship.
Did you ever see him again?
Years later, I went to his sister's wedding recently, and I confronted him about it. I said, hey, we haven't talked for years. What happened? He goes, you know, you just rubbed me the wrong way when you told me to shut up about my smacking of my eating. I said, oh my gosh, are you serious?
Oh my gosh.
I've no known him since preschool. So, like, preschool all the way up to, like, the fifth grade, that whole ridge, my whole friendship gone over that one moment.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you lost it over something insignificant.
Yeah, I lost it. My kids were, like, 6 and 7, and somebody, like, wrote their name on the bottom of the couch. Like, I don't even know how I thought. It was, like, kind of not a big deal.
They wrote their name on the bottom of the couch. How did they even get there?
And one of them, it was like two of them, and one of them was lying, you know, and they were both blaming it on each other. And I said, if I don't get the truth, if somebody doesn't confess, the Nintendo gets it.
Uh-oh. The Nintendo gets it.
And I had like a hammer. The Nintendo got hammered.
Oh, my God.
And so I am known in the family because we have a lot of kids. They have a lot of cousins. They're like, oh, yeah, do you know what Aunt Kathy did?
Oh, destroy the Nintendo.
The hammer. Right?
So they just say, do you know what the hammer did? Right? They just refer to you as the hammer.
I'm the hammer. Don't mess with me. Don't lie. Yeah, I cut it in retrospect. Like, I kind of lost.
Yeah,
it
was maybe a bit much. Sure.
Yeah, it was a little excessive.
All right. 800-520-1067. You lost it over something insignificant. The more insignificant, the better. The topic on K-Rock is you lost it over something insignificant.
818 says, my brother would say ta-dow to annoy me. One day, I slammed my foot down so hard, I broke it.
Oh,
very
no.
Very unnecessarily lost my cool. A bit of an overreaction.
Just a bit. We are taking your calls and texts about losing it over something insignificant.
818 said, I was making sunny side up eggs, and while making them, the yolk broke, which led me to start cussing at the eggs and the pan, and then I bent the pan by hitting it against the counter sink. Yep, that'll do it.
It's possible that all of us are wound a little tight.
A little bit, according to these calls.
It is K-Rock, it's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday, and we're taking calls on You Lost It over something insignificant.
I went out on a Tuesday night with some friends at a bar in Santa Monica, Venice area. And then I went to a donut shop, and they were not serving breakfast sandwiches. And I told the owner that I would burn the shop to the ground.
Oh my God.
I will burn this shop to the ground.
And I am permanently banned from Wendy's Donuts.
Yes!
Fantastic.
Permanent ban.
I hope they have your picture up. K-Rock, hello.
A couple days ago, my wife ordered breakfast. She ordered it through Uber, and it finally arrived a couple, 30 to 40 minutes later. And she ordered pancakes. I love pancakes. And I went through the bag. There was no syrup. It just drove me nuts. It drove me nuts that I had to go to the store, buy a bottle of syrup, a pack of beer, cupcakes, and chips. So I ended up spending way more than, than the free syrup. But I was still pissed. But by the time I got home, I had my beer, pancakes, and a cupcake for my trouble.
That was kind of an overreaction that didn't go toward someone else in a negative way, though.
Just against you.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
But you eat like a champ.
I mean, I benefited. Yeah. And like my sweet wife, she just stood there like, what is happening?
Right. I married this guy.
I deserve this beer and these cupcakes now. I went to get syrup.
But I was just buying everything I could see. I'm so upset.
Obviously. Thank you for calling. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I got a story for you. So
let's
about
hear it.
15 years ago, I had a Vegas trip with my buddies and drinking all day as you do in Vegas. And yep. We went to a club at night. I started talking to this cute girl, and I thought things were going well, and my buddy comes over and goes, hey, man, you need to come over here. Check this out. I'm like, all right, whatever. What do you want? And he's like, hey, man, check this DJ out. It's awesome. I'm like, are you serious? I was talking to this chick. I was so pissed at him. When we left the club, instead of me hitting my buddy, I punched a slot machine, and I shattered my hand.
Oh, holy crap, dude.
It looked like there was sheet metal on the side of the slot machine, so I was like, this isn't going to hurt that bad.
Wow. That girl is lucky. K-Rock, hello.
One time, my mom and her boyfriend proposed Junior for the family, and
I said I wanted a chicken sandwich, and I didn't get a chicken sandwich, but my little sister did. And I fought the whole family over it. Like, there was a hole in my mom's bedroom door.
So you fought with your family so much to the point where you punched out the door?
And now every time I get mad, they say, watch out. Chicken challenge.
Oh, my God.
They have a code
watch
for her.
Watch out.
Chicken sandwich.
Oh, my God. So good.
Wow. How do we decide who is the best?
I think we got to take it to the person that got banned from the donut shop.
Oh, that wanted to burn it to the ground?
Yes. Yeah, so that's Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi, y'all.
What was the donut shop manager's response when you threatened to burn the place to the ground?
He's like, you're never allowed in here again.
Shout out to Wendy's Donuts.
I love it.
I feel so bad, too, because I understand why they weren't serving breakfast.
Yeah, of course.
I was unhinged.
In the moment, yeah, that's the thing. You lost it over something insignificant.
And it's going to be in your favor because you just won tickets to see AFI at the Observatory Festival Grounds on September 19th.
Yay! I'm so stoked. I'm going to bring my work bestie, Vanessa. She loves AFI.
Woo!
And so do I. So
perfect.
Amazing. And I'm glad my drunken stupidity paid off.
Yeah, so are we. Thank you for calling. Remember when I started that TikTok dance craze to that song?
Oh, I sure do.
We have tickets for Evanescence to see them at the Forum on July 18th.
And also get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Montreal. That's coming up next on K-Rock.